Now, Terry, you have a very interesting writing system, and I'm going to confess right here that I actually used it after I first heard an interview that where you described that writing system, and it was amazing.
It worked.
It worked, and I'm glad. I'm a very slow writer, so it was, you know, I only did, you know, it was very short, but I breezed through it. So could you describe that for some of our listeners who might be struggling with some of their writing, or they may be slow writers? Writers or rewriters. Right. Tell us about this great system.
Well, I'm glad that it happened to work for you. I'm glad to hear that, because I'm very careful not to tout it as the way people should write. Mm-hmm. It's the way I write. And if it happens to help someone write, that's great. But I think one of our jobs as writers is to figure out how we write best. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of writers who struggle haven't yet figured out how they write best. And I think it would be a good idea for them to explore other ways until the writing becomes easier. Mm-hmm. Because I think when you have found the right way to write, I don't think it's painful and frustrating and, you know, a horrible experience the way you often hear writers describe.
We don't have to suffer for our art.
Right.
Even though we may want to, at least we want to complain about it.
Was it Hemingway who said, sure, I can write. I just slit my veins and bleed. And that's
under the page.
But that's not what it ought to be. And it isn't what it is for me. And I think I feel very lucky, because I think I just stumbled upon the way I write best for me as an individual.
But it comes from your engineering background.
It was a logical approach.
Describe it for us.
Well, I'm an engineer, so I think I've always had, you know, a very methodical, methodological approach to problem solving, whether that's, you know, how do I cut the lawn in the most efficient way to how would I go about writing a novel? And I didn't know how to write a novel before I wrote The Best Laid Plans. Frankly, when I finished it, I didn't know whether I had written a novel. So the writing process was, for me, engineers don't build bridges without blueprints. I don't write a novel without a blueprint. So for me, uncertainty in the story is the enemy of my writing.
Yes.
So I think through the whole story, the characters, their backstories, the settings, the plot, who's going to do what to whom and when to foreshadow, when to resolve. All of that is established well in advance. And I don't write the first word in the manuscript until I am absolutely certain about how this story is going to flow beginning, middle, to end. And I have a couple of tools that help me. I create what I call a chapter map, for lack of a better term, which is just a table, really, where each square in this table represents one chapter. And I just put tiny little bullet points in those squares on this table that outline in the very broadest sense what happens in that chapter. And then that sort of gives me a panoramic view of the novel, a bird's eye view of the novel, so I can look at it and it helps me balance the pacing and to know, you know, I can look and see, well, there have been five chapters here and not much has happened, I better, you know, rethink that. And we often get sort of locked into a particular scene and we don't see the rest of the novel.
Yes.
And I think we need to see the whole picture. And then when that's done, and I think it's relatively balanced, I actually blow out those chapter notes. So there, I have two or three or four or five pages of bullet points for each chapter. Sometimes there's dialogue actually in there that I've thought up. Sometimes there's a funny line I want to use in there.
Yep.
And then when that outline is done chapter by chapter, that's what guides the writing of the manuscript. So the novel I'm writing right now, I have an 80-page chapter by chapter outline.
So now is that sort of just a right-hand side column? And then you're going to write in the left-hand side column for the manuscript?
I actually open up two documents. My outline is a single Word document. It sits on the right side of my screen, slightly smaller in dimension. And then my manuscript is on the left side of the screen. And I literally follow in tandem. And there's plenty of room still for creativity and for humor and for how you portray, how you flesh out these bullet points.
Right.
So I don't feel like the work's all done.
No, but you're not getting stuck on, what was that little piece of research I had to do? And you go back and there's another 3 hours gone. And then you've lost that moment.
That's right.
Being in it. Yeah.
Or I never have to worry about what my character is going to do two paragraphs later, because it's right there in bullet point form on the right-hand side of my screen.
And you've solved some of the problems that come up when you carry on. Wait a minute, we didn't introduce that character yet, or we need a character.
Right. And hopefully I've sorted out all those problems before. Because I continually go through the outline before I get to the manuscript. And it's only when I go through it a few times in a row and haven't found any issues. No continuity issues. It all flows nicely. Yes, it's balanced. The pacing is right. There are a couple of high points. I mean, I do all that kind of assessment, and only then do I think, okay, I think I can write this now, and I start. And it allows me to focus all of my questionable cerebral powers on crafting sentences instead of worrying about what's going to happen next.
Well, I don't think your cerebral powers are too questionable given the winners you keep banging out. And do you ever sit down at your keyboard and think you're ready to write, and you get there and it's blank?
Not blank, but I have had a few experiences where I think in my eagerness to get to the writing, I have shortchanged myself on the outline.
Okay.
It hasn't happened in the last two books because I learned my lesson, but it was in my third novel, and all of a sudden I came to chapter 6 in my outline and I found 4 bullet points. And I read it and I said, that's not enough for a chapter. What was I thinking? I was just so eager to get to the right. I said, I'll figure that out when I get to the, and I managed to stop myself and I actually returned to the outline.
Okay.
I set aside the manuscript and I returned to the outline to think it through. And only then did I go back to the manuscript. And I haven't made that mistake again.
Since
this outline for my new novel I'm writing is probably 30 pages longer than any outline I've ever had. So I remain committed to this idea of the outline. And it has certainly helped me. I started writing this novel on March the 1st. And I've been very busy in other things at the same time. And we are now in June. I'm just about 3 chapters from the end.